America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Here we go. It's hour five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. As we got four down, one to go, and having a sports party up here with you. Heading for a football Friday tomorrow and all your Cowboys-Eagles content. Of course, Steve Jones will join us at 3 o'clock. Right now, it's time for a Chuck Wagon with Wool Chuck. And here he is, Zach.
How much wood could a Wool Chuck chuck, huh? I can't tell you how many times I've heard that one before. If I had a jar for that, that'd be awesome. I'd be rich. 877-881-1053. Let's do a little Real or Not Stars edition. And the hockey hawk, Gavin Spittle, he's got a new podcast out, Spits and Suds. You want to go check that out. But this will be a quick puck edition as we get you ready for the Stars tonight.
Puck and A.
Wyatt Johnston, is he okay? That's what ESPN writes in their Real or Not for the Stars. Few young players in the NHL we know have been as good as Wyatt Johnston over the last couple of years. But through 11 games, he's got a respectable 6 points.
Yeah.
Although that's off his considerable 2.8 points per 60 minutes pace last season. More concerning is that he scored only one goal in 11 games after posting seasons of 24 and 32 goals in his first two NHL campaigns. Well, here's some context for you.
Yeah, pick up a paper.
Last year, after 11 games, Wyatt Johnston had 8 points. He's got 6 now. Pretty close. 4 goals, 4 assists. He had an amazing season after January 1st last year. So there's two factors. He's been snake bitten, says the Hockey Hawk. Hit a few posts, including a beautiful tip in Finland that would have tied the game on Saturday, and he's been switching up lines at times, so he hasn't been with the same line consistently. That means it's not real. There's no need to be concerned about Wyatt Johnston. He's going to be just fine. Stars fans, I know you know that because you're one of the most diehard fans in the entire country. We saw you go ahead and travel to Finland, and it was beautiful. But for Wyatt, don't be concerned. It'll be okay. He'll get hot here very, very soon.
Yeah, you're not going to keep a guy like that down for long. He's just a slow starter. You know, that happens plenty of guys.
Take a little bit
across
of time.
A lot of different sports it happens.
Otter will be back between the pipes tonight for your Dallas Stars as they're taking on the Chicago Blackhawks at the AAC. Looking to improve to 6-1 at home. Been very, very good on home ice this season.
Crowd helps, sir. You guys do a great job.
Fantastic.
If you're listening.
Yeah, fantastic job there at the AAC for the Stars fans.
Is this guy ball sacking us? He's texted us twice for a shout out to his beautiful wife, Buffy Babbitt.
Well, Buffy, happy birthday.
Because this dude in the 903 has been recovering from multiple surgeries this week. And
I think Buffy is an older generation name.
Yeah,
that's a real deal. Well, Buffy, you're incredible.
Boom shakalak, boom shakalak.
And they're like, Buffy, you gotta have the shakalaks.
I guarantee she does, man. Get a glimpse of those worlds.
Let's make it.
Buffy's a good woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart, and we're pulling for you and your recovery, 903.
Or a Cocker Spaniel. I don't know.
One of those. Or a vampire. Yeah,
is this your wife or your dog?
Man, I'm glad you brought up the dogs. Big time RIP, and our condolences with the Herb Street family as Ben did pass away today. And he did write, Eric Cifali, you can go F yourself for cursing my dog.
Did not. See, don't start originating ball sacks.
Nobody loved to just
curse
Ben more than anybody else.
No one never cursed
you
Ben.
Just
did Ben go early?
Ben.
I'll let that be a learning lesson.
Ben was actually 10.
Okay.
10 years old.
He looked like a younger retriever. But
I felt like we saw him as a puppy.
Yeah.
Like a year or two ago.
I do too.
No, he was apparently 10 years old. And
which is one of the toughest things about losing a pet is obviously the trauma of it, emotional, and you're going through that and you're thinking, I don't want to ever go through this again.
And then you think, oh, I want another dog to recapture that glory. And what you end up doing is, you know, going out and getting another puppy way too early. And then the puppy is just bounding with energy and not potty trained. And you're like, oh, my God, what have I done?
Right.
Now I lost my favorite dog and I tried to replace him with a puppy. He's got no damn sense. Up all night barking, you know?
Yeah, yeah, there's a few months of hell there. And then it ends up being worth it as they finally figure it out.
About 24 months, my experience.
Okay. It took 2 years.
That's a long buffer.
Damn, that's a long time. Yeah.
You got to get them to calm down. You know, dogs don't want to calm down.
I guess the breed.
They're still a puppy until like 18 months.
Yeah.
You know, the breed can be important.
Yeah. I mean, I know like if you get an Australian Shepherd, it seems like they're 5 years old, still like puppies.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Well, do you think that he's going to re-up on a dog and get him in the booth and on the headset as quickly as possible?
I hope so, because I'm going to miss this.
It's broadcasting tonight.
I mean, you can't just snap the fingers and have a dog that's capable of doing that. You know, that's the other thing.
You could argue he didn't have a dog capable of doing it in the first place.
Yeah.
He did actually post the video of Ben that Al Michaels has told the story of Ben.
The hotel room?
Finding the hotel room. Yeah. It's actually heartbreaking.
Like a thick girl. He was smart.
Very smart. And Ben was a thick boy.
Is that right?
Childbearing hips, that dong.
Mm.
That dong?
That dog. Get your mind out of the gutter over there.
He did not say dog.
I definitely
said
dog.
We can check the tape.
You can check the tape. There was no dong there. There was a dog. Otter back in goal, as I mentioned earlier. All right, let's get to some audio here, shall we? Well, first I'll give you a Dodgers update, because that guy blew his fingers off.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Are we down to one?
Yeah.
Are we calling lefty now?
He's 25 years old. Kevin King was his name. Well, and I shouldn't say what. He's still with us.
Good God.
It's not like Kevin's dead. Yeah, Kevin's still living. But his father, Kevin Sr., actually gave an update.
I have a dumbass kid.
About his son.
God, he's a dumbass.
He told Fox 11
News. I told him not to do that dumbass thing he did.
He's basically missing his pointing finger.
Oh, that's so he just himself.
Lost one? Yeah.
He only lost one?
That's it. The meat portion
that
between.
Like all
that
five.
Looked like all of them.
The pointing finger and the thumb area are all of this here was exploded off.
Okay, so the meat in between the
thumb and the pointer?
Okay. Yeah, so that little, what is that? I don't know what you'd really call that.
Sort of
the web?
Part of your hand, yeah.
Yeah, the web. Yeah. I mean, I was going to say the weenus, but I don't think I think that's like
sort
up here.
Sort of the gooch.
How was the firecracker all the way down there?
He was holding it like he was.
Yeah, so that blew off. Wow. He did have some issues.
Holding it like a toddler holds a fork.
Yeah.
The father went on to say he did have some issues between both his ears. We knew that. He has fragment, just like scarring and some scabs and stuff on his face from the explosion. The surgeon did see the video. They don't understand how he was able to walk away with injuries, the injuries that he has. He protected 90% of his face from the explosion. That's pretty incredible. But I guess he's supposed to make a recovery. And for just basically losing the pointing finger, that's incredible. I thought the whole hand was gone.
I thought he was just palm, basically, at that point. Yeah. That's what the video looked like. I almost kind of want to go back and check
it?
The tape.
Maybe we should
look
at the other angle video where like they go up behind him and you can see the hand just hanging.
Yeah.
But it was
so bloody.
It was bloody.
It's hard to imagine it was only one finger's worth of blood.
I think they were probably cut and torn up and hanging in a way that made it look like it was nothing, but I bet you could surgically put it back together. That's what you're looking at right there.
Shout out to
Kevin. I hope he grows
King.
Up to be like a pyro expert from this point on. You know what I mean? Yeah, now, kids, step back, and he's got one finger missing.
Yeah. I told you to step back.
Let me show you why, kids. You see like this gooch on your hand?
Where do you want us
you
to
can set, lose it?
Yeah, where do you want us to set this thing up? Over there.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Oh, no.
What do you mean? Over there. I told you, over there.
No, but where?
Over there. But where?
All right, let's get to Coach Prime as Texas. Texas Tech hosts the fight in Colorado Buffaloes, and here was Dion about going into Lubbock and taking on the Red Raiders.
We expect to be in this. We expect to be where we are. We expect to be better than where we are, honestly. But we're here, and we're thankful, we're happy, we're excited, we're elated, but we're not done. And we cannot wait to get to Lubbock to do what we're gifted to do. It's a daunting challenge, on the road, we love it. We going to get booed. I heard they throw, is it tacos? Fajitas? Tortillas?
I
said everything but the right thing.
Enchiladas? Right?
I was around the area, though. I was around the area. I was around the area now. What is it again?
Tortillas.
Tortillas. Yeah. tortillas. Is that legal to throw tortillas? Yeah. But yeah, we're going to try to make them empty, those things. We're going to try to make them empty them.
They're going to empty the tortillas. I love that from Coach from Tacos, Fajitas. Yeah, tortillas.
He was in the area.
Maybe they will actually throw.
I'm sorry.
Soft tacos.
I didn't know what Mike was on. Did you hear what he said, tortillas, the first time?
Tortillas?
No, I would love to hear that again.
Yeah, you have to.
We're going to get booed. I heard they throw, is it tacos? Fajitas? Tortillas? I see everything.
They put it together, though. Congrats to Dion in Colorado. Yeah, yeah. I know a lot of people were doubting they could even be this good. And after that Nebraska loss, you thought, oh, yeah, they are. But now, just quality losses, Kansas State and Nebraska sitting here. Does it make you think twice about, hey, maybe this is somebody that you should want to come to your program, whether it's college or the pros?
I mean, I think he's doing a heck of a job there. And it'll be interesting life after Shadur. You know, what happens there? Does he stay with Colorado? There's some doubts, I think. I mean, Chad Brown was on with us a couple weeks ago. Yeah. He's like, that's the conversation there in Boulder right now. Yeah. Shadur leaves for the draft. Travis Hunter leaves for the draft. And now it's different. Like, you clearly came here because it was a package father-son deal.
Yeah.
Once you're not coaching your son anymore, like, what happens with the quarterback position?
Yeah, one of the best five quarterbacks in the country, that puts you in the game.
Right.
You know, and he has relationships with people like Travis Hunter. You're putting it all together. Can you close as a recruiter without your son saying, no, this is going to be awesome. My dad's the best. You know, I think all that is to be. I think for our generation, it's Deion Sanders. You know, if we had kids, right, we want our son to go there. But does it resonate the same with the kids?
Yeah, I think that now that he's got Pat Shurmur as his offensive coordinator, it's kind of a pro style attack. They throw the football. They're getting a little bit of some running game element to it, though. They got to get the offensive line a little better. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, he could go recruit. He could go recruit a big-time quarterback there because you have a former NFL head coach, offensive coordinator, kind of a guy that can get you ready for the league going forward.
But if for the sake of, like, the Cowboys argument, if he was going to be the Cowboys head coach, do you think he would bring Shurmur with him? And would that be, like, a good... Do you think that would be a good situation?
You know,
or is that another Brian Schottenheimer?
Pat has been a coordinator in the league, and I think he was a coordinator before Jason Garrett got the gig, you know, with the Giants, that kind of thing. So, yeah, I don't know. I just know what a pro coach in college football.
Right. That's.
He has an idea how to attack defenses. You know, there's a lot of things that they don't see in college football. But, you know, there's some things you steal from college football for the NFL, no doubt. But I just wonder if those two would – Shurmur might get the job. You know, he might get the Colorado job
if
Deion were to leave, yeah.
Yeah, because I just wonder what the staff would look like for Deion if he was –
He's got guys here. Like Warren Sapp. He's got some, you know, he's got some guys on the staff that are former pro players.
Yeah, Shurmur's been, my gosh, he's been a lot of places. Yeah. Got head coach with the Giants for 2 years. Yeah. So we'll see with the Broncos after that. Prior to that, he was with the Vikings for a long time.
Right.
With Zim. And then was with the Eagles.
I think that's how he got the Giants job, was because he was with the Vikings. Yeah.
He was the OC with the Vikings and then got that coaching gig. That was the Case Keenum year in 2017 when they went to the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's get to Julian Edelman and Rob Gronkowski. And, you know, I don't know the most mad you've ever been at a coworker. I mean, we don't have a lot of fights on this show most of the time. But
I would love to know where that ranks on for Broadus all time, because he's had a lot of coworkers. He's gotten into a lot of arguments. Oh, would that even scratch the surface one of
you? Tough to deal with. Uh-huh. I think, you know.
No, that's well documented.
Yeah.
I mean, he's gone round and round with more people than I can keep track of.
Yeah, and I'm not easy to work with.
No,
I know
Brian's
that.
A bleep hole, and he'll be the first one to tell you that. And that's
absolutely.
Why I respect him.
Absolutely.
He's a real big pain
Mickey,
you know what.
I think Mickey and I probably had some knockout ones.
All-timers.
That all-timers.
Two you and Hellman dudes. Ever go at it?
No. No,
that's the LSU love.
No, but me and Mickey and, you know, and I, hey, Mickey and I, yeah, two old dudes. That's kind of where it's at. Yeah.
You start to get under each other's nerves.
Pretty much.
You irritate each
other. Yeah, I don't blame him. I mean, if he hates me, I don't blame him.
Well, here was Gronk and Edelman talking about, you know, the one time they were really mad at the GOAT.
What was the moment that Tom made you the most annoyed?
Oh my God, when I would return punts. I remember my rookie year. It was my first punt return. I see Tom on the sideline. He was like coaching me up on how to return a punt. He's like, just get up there. Just get up there. I'm sitting there and I'm looking at him like, this guy has never done this. He does not know what I'm feeling right now. I was so annoyed with him. And then they repunted it and I housed it and I slammed the ball against the thing. I was so annoyed with them. I was like, he's never felt what it feels to when the guys are running full speed. This is new to me. I never felt it either at the time. So I was like, I was so annoyed with them.
I'll tell you mine.
What was yours?
When I was a rookie and I couldn't get outside of the defender on a flag route, which is a corner route. Corner. And the defender was always outside of me sitting at like squatting at 10 yards. And he's always says, get outside. You got to get outside of the defender or else I will never throw you the freaking ball. So I wasn't really that athletic as a rookie. I couldn't get outside. And Brady just turns around in the meeting because it's on film. And he turns around and he goes, Gronk, I'm done throwing you the ball. And like, I got all sad. And LG Crumpler started patting my leg. And he's like, it's okay, Gronk. He doesn't mean it. And I was like, yeah, he does, LG. Let me tell you, this time you throwing me the ball like 1,000 times after. But that fired me up. I was like, oh, all right, I'm going to show this guy. But that's the leadership he had. He was brutally honest.
Brutally honest.
And he would freaking get you to go to the next level.
It's amazing. Both of them doing their Brady's was great. And Gronk sitting there with LG Crumpler, just the image like, it's okay, Gronk. He doesn't mean it. Yes, he does. I'm never getting the ball again.
Yes, he does, LG.
Oh, man, that was amazing. Shout out to Julian Edelman's podcast for that. And there's the Chuck Wagon for
today. Thank you, Wolchuck. Most nights here in the G-Bag Nation, he delivers that Chuck Wagon for you because he knows you love it. Sports hodgepodge, Eric?
Yes, big-time sports and animal kingdom news. You don't want to miss, Nick.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back, Nation. This segment brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels and get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankaffirm.com. And here he is, the chief with a sports hodgepodge.
Hashtag free the duck. There's a lot of sports news going on right now. Big LSU news for their big game on Saturday. Broadus, you're going to want to hear this. But right now, I just want to play you salty J.J. Redick already. A handful of games into the season, he's already frustrated.
J.J., you're talking a lot about two or three guys getting them to put in the effort. You've talked a lot about wanting to play hard and LeBron being the guy that played hard in tonight's game. How do you address that with the team? What's your philosophy for approaching that?
I just did.
Boom. He just gets up and leaves. He was so frustrated last night after the Lakers lost to Ja Morant and the Memphis Grizzlies, and he's really got it out for D'Angelo Russell right now. They had a whole interaction. He ended up benching him. He had an awful offensive play, and you can just see J.J. Redick on the sideline just completely furious during it. He's like, he's shaking his chair. He's just going, he's just an angry coach competitor, and he can't stand watching D'Angelo Russell play the sport anymore. So now he's storming out of pressers, and we're just a handful of games into the season.
They're one of the five worst teams defensively in the association. You look at their game log, it's like everybody's scoring 120, 130 against him. It was a buck 31 last night, but, you know, he should have realized what he was in for when he approached it, and maybe that's, you know, a thing that a more experienced coach would understand. Like, a bunch of coaches have tried this. It's not working. I am here to help LeBron finish his career in the most pleasant way possible. We're not going to figure this out.
Right.
I mean,
it's a bad deal.
Yeah.
It's hilarious, though.
I mean,
I love watching it. I'm also going to love watching LSU on Saturday. A live Tiger, this is breaking news, a live Tiger will be on the sideline for LSU.
Mike Seven?
Alabama. That's his name, Mike Seven?
No, the seventh. He's the seventh Tiger. Mike the Tiger. He's the number, I think he's the seventh one.
Yeah, VII.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's him.
He has a
8-year-old mascot.
Yeah, man, it's interesting because it used to be like they had this cage hooked to the back of a truck, and he went around the whole field, and the cheerleaders were on top of the cage, and so they were, you know, they're giving the LSU chants as he's circling the whole field.
Wow.
in this tiger cage.
Well, so, it will not be Mike the Seventh.
Which one is it?
It'll be a different Tiger. This Tiger's name is Omar Bradley.
Omar.
First time since 2015 there's going to be a Tiger on the sideline.
Oh, so this is not Mike.
No.
They're going against what's wrong with Mike?
I'm researching. Maybe they don't want to traumatize, maybe the crowd, all that.
Okay.
The idea to bring back the live mascot tradition began earlier this season when asked if LSU fans would get to see a live Tiger inside Tiger Stadium again. Governor Jeff Landry unreservedly threw his support behind the idea last month.
I never thought I would ever see it again. I never believed it would happen.
Landry pushed LSU to use the current Mike the Tiger on the field before the Bama game, but two university VPs, John Walters and Courtney Phillips, met with him a month ago to say the veterinary school couldn't allow that.
Yeah, there you go.
According to LSU sources, there must have been a medical reason Mike the Seventh is incapable.
Mike the Seventh has been around since 2017, I believe, was when Mike.
Sure.
Yeah. So,
yeah, it says the university has concerns about the potential trauma a Tiger could undergo being driven around the stadium in front of over 100,000 screaming fans.
There you go.
And so they want to do it, but they don't want to use their own Tiger for it. So they are going third-party mail-order Tiger. And
that would be cool to Mike the Seventh. Let's bring in Omar. Who cares about Omar?
Basically.
Yeah, Omar's not our Tiger.
It's like what the Patriots did with Jacoby Brissett to start the season. Like, we don't want to put Drake May behind that offensive line. Just you try it out there, Jacoby.
Yeah, well, I never thought I would see it again.
Yeah.
No, I never thought. Yeah.
No, that's pretty exciting.
But, hey, when it's Crimson Tide week, bring out all the stops.
When Mike used to make the trip around, you talk about loud.
Oh, big time.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so here's why they have to use Omar. Federal laws impose tight restrictions on the public use of Tigers with the passage of the Big Cat Public Safety Act in 2022.
Oh, this was probably after Tiger King.
Some old cats.
Is that they got it locked up on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Some old cats have been grandfathered in. So if you were born before this time period in a certain way, with some criteria, you can get in. And Omar is in, but Omar will be amongst the last cats.
So this is a historic event. This might be the last time. You better get there to go see this. I think Sandler's going to be there.
This is the Sandler weekend.
I know.
He gets to see
I had to choose this one or Pittsburgh.
And we know what you did.
I went Pittsburgh.
You had to get that Permanente Bros.
You did a good job. You got a victory there, man.
Got a victory.
That's a tough place to win.
You got a victory.
Hashtag free Don the Providence Duck.
Ah.
Walchuk informed us about this particular duck earlier in the week.
Yes.
Remember, college basketball returns, Providence returns,
duck
and
rally.
They have their rally duck, exactly, named Dawn. And it was hanging out with Dawn.
Doing that a lot today.
There was a Dawn there, not a Dawn. But they had the duck, Dawn, hanging out with the lunatic fans in the student section the other night, right there around the court. Like, it's pretty funny, the video. It's like, we really have a duck here. full-fledged duck. This isn't even like a little baby duck that you can sort of pocket a little bit. This is like a, this is a grown mama duck, except it's a boy. It's a dad duck. They named it Dawn, D-A-W-N, before they knew that it was a boy, I guess.
Well, you just switch it to D-O-N. That
yeah.
one, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Dawn or Dawn. Either
we had Sunny the cat as a girl, found out it was a boy, just turned the U into an O.
Yeah.
We were good to go.
Easy money. It's a great name. Yeah. Now, Dawn is a boy, but he's also having a children's book written called How Dawn Found His Quack. Was supposed to be at all the home games.
His what? Excuse me, his what?
How Dawn Found His Quack.
Oh
no.
Sounds like a drug prevention book or something. Yeah.
It might be. It's Dawn found
his crack.
Partnering with Dare and gonna be a great book. But unfortunately, they have since come out. The AMP announces the duck is banned from Providence games moving forward.
Oh, come on. So okay, now, was it a pooping because it pooped? How big are the duck poops?
They can't be. Well, I'll
about
take,
a tablespoon.
Are we talking pellets?
No,
pellets.
Duck poops are smaller than geese. Because on the track, the geese.
Oh, you see
the geese
messy, poop. Too.
Yeah.
It's messy. A lot.
Gray.
It's just gray, messy. It's like a bird poo. It's messy. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Little lumps in it and that white stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that being problematic. You know, I don't think there was any bathroom issues that arose the other night. I didn't see anything reported on the duck crapped on the court, and unfortunately now the duck can't come back to the games. That would make a ton of sense to me. I'm sure somebody got, you know, frustrated, sent one of those angry emails, and now Dawn the duck,
we should
without
just,
having defecated on anything or anyone, is now just all of a sudden not allowed into the ball game, even though they're 1-0 with him in the building. That really makes no sense.
It's a tragedy of American sport. I think we should just be happy that they didn't euthanize Dawn the duck at the rate we've been at recently, Chief.
Good call. You know what? Silver linings. He didn't get squirreled up like Peanut did.
Silver linings.
You know that squirrel had like a million something fans on Twitter or Instagram or whatever.
A huge influencer.
And they murdered him.
Yeah.
That's just
what are we doing, dude?
A cultural icon.
It was an unregistered wild animal.
Think of the damn children.
It had bit a federal authority.
And they got the raccoon, too, or something like that, right?
Yeah, they did. That.
But it was defending himself.
That was a hit.
Be fair to Peanut.
Yes.
Yeah. Thing bit me.
I'll tell you what. I hope nobody's getting bit. Did you hear about the monkeys that have escaped the lab in South Carolina?
Are these macaques?
These are, yes. 43 monkeys escape lab. Reads the headline.
I'm
South Carolina
you,
residents warned to lock windows and doors and run for your lives. 43 monkeys on the loose after busting out of a Alpha Genesis research facility in the area of Beaufort County, South Carolina.
Research facility.
They were watching the guards.
Exactly, okay, so this
they planned that one.
This is scary. They let the people play the game. This is scary.
Yeah. I'm shaving my butt down and sticking something in there. Apes, we get out of here, buddy.
Strong.
Like, is this a Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back type of situation where they wanted to, you know, break out the animals to free them? Or was this an inside job done by the animals themselves?
It says we can confirm, this is the police department, we can confirm that 43 rhesus macaque primates escaped the Alpha Genesis facility on Castle Hall Road. Maybe so it says candy. That they just escaped. It doesn't allege anything about some type of tomfoolery and somebody breaking them out.
They figured it out.
I mean, these are probably some thick monkeys, you know? And at this point, none have been captured. This was as of a few hours ago, so I don't know. But now it's like a full-fledged search, and they say there's no health risk, but then they also say, but go ahead and lock your doors, stay inside, and if you see them, run for your lives, basically.
Get ready.
That feels extremely, extremely frightening.
What
I don't
kind
know.
Of testing are they doing, I wonder?
I wonder the same thing. Yeah. It's like lab rats, but what are we doing with the monkeys?
Well, there's a lot that can come from this. Zombies.
Yeah.
You know, 28, somebody takes in 28 days later. I thought of the same thing.
A zombie monkey apocalypse?
Well, they start, you know, there's a disease that comes from this. Maybe they bite a person.
Yeah. Are they on horseback?
Might have been.
Yep. Next thing you know, there's a police station that's taken down.
They can train all the weapons. Yeah, so some of these, like the ones in Bangkok.
Yeah.
They're wielding big time assault rifles.
They're
and
gangs.
Stuff.
They act like a gang. They operate like a gang.
Team up. Like the ingenuity factor on these dudes are for real. And ladies.
Machetes. And are those macaques in Bangkok?
They are. Yes.
The fight macaques.
Yeah. It is a borderline epidemic at times there.
Yeah.
But for it to happen in South Carolina now. They do have a reference point, like 2014, 26 of these monkeys escaped.
Okay, hey, that's good.
U.S. Department of Agriculture fined this place, Alpha Genesis, but it was only $12,600.
All right, well, I think this is a shutdown now.
Yeah.
This might have to be a shutdown, exactly. Too. It's one of the world's largest breeders of monkeys.
First thing I do is close down the monkey place.
Is that your Trump?
That would make them cock blockers, I believe.
The monkey place needs to be closed right now.
How they have approximately 5,000. So this is, I mean, only a select few of these were able to actually make the great escape. 43 out of 5,000.
Less than 1%.
Yeah.
Good for them.
But can
I hope
you
they tied imagine? Up the security guard, then dipped.
Yeah, I do. I do look forward to the backstory on this. What exactly, you know?
That would be funny if all the got in. What happened? The guards were all
tied together.
Got a banana stuffed in his mouth.
They'd be back in the cages, right? Yeah, dude.
If it was a movie. In the cages.
That is pretty crazy. Crazy story. 40, it was.
How many? 43?
43.
God.
Yeah, 43. Ugh. It's a bad time to be escaping in North Carolina. It's about to get cold, boys. Might want to head south, you know?
Yeah.
Get down into Florida. We at least have a shot there. Well, and we also have
your buddies down there.
1080 KRLD has the story. Mountain lion.
Flare gun.
Yeah,
I saw the video of this mountain lion.
What?
They're out here, buddy. They are out here.
Where are the mountain lions?
They're all over. Lakes.
Yeah.
Fields.
There's a few in my neighborhood in Plano I've seen.
Yeah, there's some over there at Joe Pool in my dad's neighborhood.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lake Louisville. Mountain lion was spotted there. I just saw this from 1080 KRLD just a few minutes ago. Mountain lions. Now, it popped up on somebody's ring cam. It was like running through the backyard.
Yeah, it's scary.
And it was a pretty good size. I was like, my goodness. Dude.
What would you do? Would you call animal wildlife? I mean, if it's in your yard, do you shoot them? You know, I wouldn't want that thing running away and getting a kid. You know, if I got a chance to take him out.
It's the cats you really got to worry about.
It's a good
obviously,
point.
You'd love to have a trap waiting, right? Like, oh, perfect. I have this large animal trap. You know, we can catch this thing.
If it's in my backyard. Yeah,
this isn't a bobcat.
Yeah, it's a little bigger.
This is a mountain lion. This is a mountain lion.
You don't think you could take down a mountain lion?
No.
Just
no.
roll around with that thing?
Absolutely not. I do not.
It'd be fun.
I wouldn't.
It's about the size of a German shepherd with claws.
Yeah, I would have no desire.
It's called a cougar, Zach.
Yeah, you're damn right it is.
Yeah.
Okay, like, which one do you think you had a better chance?
I love a cougar.
The monkeys or the mountain lion, if you came up upon one?
The mountain lion. I'm not fighting a monkey.
The macaque, you'd destroy it.
Yeah.
It destroys
you. Like your chances better against the monkey than the mountain lion?
Yeah. You know, once you get into the apes, once you get chimpanzee, orangutan, gorilla,
strong, huh?
You got no shot.
Yeah.
But these little gibbons and macaques and these little...
Oh, these are small guys? These
little, yeah, 30, 40-pound deals.
Oh, okay.
You know, they're going to hurt you. You might end up bleeding. Might need to go get some stitches.
There's
but
46 of them, though.
Man is going to pick up the dub.
Yeah, dude, because the dudes here on the rhesus macaque, which is the 43 that are on the loose right now, that's the type that it is.
I think it's the rhesus.
Oh, yeah, rhesus my apologies. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it rhesus?
Well, R-H-E-S-U-S. He said it again.
I know he did.
So it's rhesus macaque. And how much do these weigh each? The dudes are 1.7 feet tall, and they weigh 17 pounds.
Oh,
so
yeah,
you definitely,
good.
I'm taking
I think
all,
I could get 7 or 8 of those.
Good luck. That's
you think you can get all 43?
Watch them knock you down.
Just pick up one and swing it.
Yeah, use
get
one to kill the others. Yeah, I'm definitely taking the Reese's monkey over the mountain lion. 10 out of 10.
Yeah, mountain lion will get you. We were at a big cat rescue. I think it was in Wiley. While back, this was when Abby was little, and we were walking by the lions and the tigers, and when we got past the cougar got in a prowl, and it was about ready to like reach out and try to get, you know, little Abby, and I was like, wow, this is they are strong.
Oh, they'll go up to the glass. You know, they'll attack the glass if you're.
Those are some of the coolest TikTok videos when the kids on the other side of the glass and the kids, lion like makes a run at it.
Yeah, oof. Just slams into the glass.
Yeah, those instincts kick in, boy. It's quite impressive. Okay, when we return, it's time to crosstalk with the Fan After Dark. We'll see what Fred and Blake have cooking here for you on a Thursday night. We're back with them here in the Nation. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. Welcome back here, 105.3 The Fan, G-Bag Nation. It's been a great five-hour day with you. As it's time now to hand off the broadcast baton to the Fan After Dark, tonight's configuration, Fred and Blake. Gentlemen, how the heck are you?
Feeling pumped up. I walked into the show, said, hey, guys, today's going to be a great show. We've got some great guests 100%. Lined up. We've got a new segment lined up. I'm fired up. No, I'm ready.
I'll tell you what, it's been one of those weeks, and you know, again, I got to give a shout out once again, and this is what makes this station so great. And as we talked about, we've worked at stations before where maybe the teamwork was, you know, left a little bit desired. But I love working at the Fan. Alec Medford listened to the show last night, tweets or texted me, hey, you might want to take a look at this tweet about how Dak might be out for the season. And so, you know, we pivoted, did a segment on it, and turned out to be, you know, radio gold as usual. But, yeah, but that, you know, but that, again, that just goes to show. I always appreciate you guys, you know, y'all's feedback and what have you. So, you know, just a little taste of what goes on behind the scenes.
Here. You guys got Tritely tonight producing?
Yeah. No,
James. He sounded about done with you guys. And I told this to him yesterday. I'm like, holy moly, dude.
If you haven't watched it, it's great.
Oh, it's like the last 2 minutes of the segment, and you guys go to him, and he's like, well, you guys can't basically stay on task. Yeah. So I checked out of the segment.
Yeah. No, that's pretty standard. I mean, look, when you're going to do a show with us, if you can do a show with me, you know, stand by to stand by. All right. I mean, that's.
We're in a Porsche.
God forbid we talk about the Cowboys.
Cowboys flagship. I know. It's crazy, right? What a concept. But no, I mean, you know, that's. And, you know, in fairness, like I said, me and CA, we've had a couple pre-show beefs. But the thing about CA that I love, is he and I can go any different direction and won't miss a beat. And that's the beauty of it. Because, look, radio outlines to me are just a guide. All right. Doesn't mean I'm going to follow it. Doesn't mean I'm going to follow it.
That's okay? Clear.
It's a suggestion.
Yeah. No, you're doing a great job. Yeah. I love it, man.
Right, wrong, or indifferent. Yeah,
I think you guys are knocking it out of the park.
You never know.
We got to give them something different. You know, there's three great shows before us, and if we just do the same formula, maybe not different results. So we give different formula, hoping for different results.
Well, think about it, all right? All you guys...
Wait, you just said if we call in, you'll listen to us.
The ceiling is the floor, okay? You guys are all here because you guys did nighttime radio at one time.
Okay? Absolutely.
And, except for Brian.
Except for Brian. I was grandfather.
He's in Nebo, baby. That's okay. That's all right. But you guys all know that you got to take a different tack at night.
You do.
Okay.
Oh, nighttime radio is the best.
Right? I mean, it is. It is and it isn't. But,
it's prime time, we like to say.
What's that?
It's prime time.
It is prime time, right?
And especially when there's a game going on.
Yeah. Hey, look, we're up against it tonight. We got a good one tonight, too. So we'll do our best. But you have to be a little bit different at night without being ridiculous. Yeah. And that's the key.
I would say we're ridiculous as well.
No, I mean.
We sprinkle a little bit of it in.
The more ridiculous, the better, I think.
So what? Yeah, I love it. What's ask Blake and Fred about here? What are we getting into tonight?
This is your segment you came up with. Let them know.
What's that? Oh, ask Fred and Blake.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So here's the deal. So
AFB.
Yeah. Right. So I used to do a segment back in the day, and you know, look, I mean, you guys know Tolos like to text in and call in and what have you. And nighttime, it does get a little ornerier. And so we said, hey, we're not doing Blake or Leave It tonight. So I said, hey, let's do Ask Fred and Blake because we got a lot of folks that chime in with different stuff. So I said, hey, if you got something going on, you know, whether it's personal, professional, or just life in general,
yeah,
and you need a unbiased opinion.
Professional opinion, I'd say.
Well, I'm not going to go professional, but, you know, I mean, look, it's all about life experience here. But, hey, we'll just, you know, we'll give you what we can. And, again, it's not the, you know, these views aren't endorsed by the Fan or anybody else. But, you know, hey, take it and run with it. Or don't.
You feel heard.
Fade our picks. I don't care. It's up to you.
These people at night, though, there's something else, though. They got a lot of life issues. Yeah. I mean, they're
it's a different
likely
speed.
Alone. Good chance drinking.
They're actually the best.
Yes.
Is this from experience, Dawson?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I did nights here for two years with Lucius and CA. And
exactly. So you know.
Had a ball.
You know the deal.
Yeah.
And the later it gets.
Oh, yeah.
The wilder
the
it
10
gets.
O'clock hour is a blast.
Once football's done, once the game's over, I mean, the text messages go through. Like, I expect, like, we already know tonight, and you guys know this, it'll be pretty. I mean, you know, we'll get our usuals, our regulars, the Fred Durst guy that, you know, talks about me backing up my truck into, you know, everything. And then, we'll, you know, it'll be sporadic. And then once that game starts to peter out around 9:45, 10 o'clock, depending upon if it's a good game or not. If it's a good game, we won't hear anything until probably 10:15. And then it's off to the race.
And then people text.
Yeah. And then it's people text.
Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow.
Yeah. You know, we shout out the side chicks. I mean, if you're with you, we've had people say they're with their side chick while they're listening. I mean, side chicks need love too.
Text it in.
Messy
absolutely.
Absolutely.
Multiple people.
Shout me out, dog. I'm with my side chick right now.
We don't give a name.
I'm Lucius and GP.
Right.
They're out and about picking up vinegar.
That's it. You know, we just give the area code out. That's all we're giving out. So, you know, simple enough.
You guys catch Eric Hendricks earlier with us?
Man, I did. I apologize.
A little bit of a long day. Was it a good interview?
Oh yeah, it was fantastic.
It was one of our best. Yeah.
Really? What'd he say?
What's a good summary?
Some said it was an all-timer.
He just didn't want to give anything away. You know, Brian's out here scouting the opponent for him.
Yeah.
Take a damn hint, Brian.
And drop knowledge.
Yeah.
And, you know, Eric thought he was giving away state secrets.
Oh, okay. Did you guys have a little back and forth? You've had a rough week. Brian.
No.
There was some fourth.
There was some fourth, not back.
Brian's a little persnickety this week.
I took the lack of back, I nailed something.
You know? Oh, yeah, he nailed it. He absolutely nailed it.
Yeah, you did. You crushed it. And he acknowledged it with his silence.
Yeah.
Thanks to Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup. Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh, keeping the Gators down best he can. Thanks to Wolchuk and Chia Follow. Of course, Carter Freeman coordinating your video. You can watch us every day at 105.thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. And thanks to Brian Broaddus. We'll be back tomorrow with a Football Friday show. Steven Jones will join us at 3 o'clock for our weekly conversation with Steve. Until then, I'm Gavin Dawson, and you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.